Hello.
Good afternoon. May I ask you with Mackay Aponso?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Miss. This is Valeria calling you from Family First. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking me. I'm calling you because I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone, and I will follow up services in a few days just to make sure that everything is going well, okay? After 1 or 2 weeks, the case will be assigned to a coordinator, but so far I will be the contact person in Family First, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss. You're gonna start tomorrow. Oh no, tomorrow is Wednesday, on Thursday, right? From 9 to 1.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you please confirm if you have iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. Can I send you the information by text message?
Yes.
Okay, I just send you the link for you to download the app in iPhone. This is your first time using the HHA exchange?
I have the app already on my phone.
You have the app already on your phone? Okay, that will be easier for you. In that case, can you log in with the credentials that you already have?
Yes, I'm waiting for it to load.
Okay, let me know.
Okay, I'm logging in right now.
Perfect. Are you in?
Yes.
Okay. In the upper right hand corner, you will see it a 3-dot icon.
Yes, I hear it.
Okay. Under your name is located the mobile ID number. I need that number, please.
53504924.
Okay. Let me check if this number match with my system. Information has been saved, so now I will add the patient in your calendar. Okay, your last name. Perfect, you are already linked in Family First. As of Thursday, you can clock in and clock out using the app from 9 to 1. And then on Wednesday, you will be working Wednesday and Thursday, right?
You said Thursday. You said
but
I will be starting Thursday.
Friday, Thursday, right. And next week will be Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, from 9 to 1. Remember that this is home care services, and clock in and clock out should be from patients home always, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, are you familiar with the patient?
No.
Oh, okay, understood. Okay, Miss, that's all for now. Thursday when you clock in, I will be attentive to check that is working, okay?
Will I be able to see where my client lives right now?
I think that you can see the patient's names. You can check now, log out and log back in. You can see the patient's names, but you cannot see yet. Like the schedule, because there's no shift for today, but you will see the schedule for Thursday.
Okay, but I need to know how far it is from my house.
Okay, log out and log back in and check if you can see now the patient's things on it. Did HR representative gave you the patient address?
No, I got it. It's on here now.
Okay, you see it now?
Yes.
Perfect. So is everything okay?
Hold on, let me look it up. Maps. Let me go to my maps. Give me 1 second. Oh, that's 40, wait, Westchester, let me go back. This client is 40 minutes away. That's kind of far.
Okay, got it. And what information did HR give you?
I haven't even talked to HR yet.
Okay, and who helped you to be hired during the process? Who contacted you? Maybe Sarah, Monica, Ruth?
Yeah, it was Sarah.
It was Sarah, okay. Got it. Okay, but okay, can you please confirm if are you able to take the case?
No, because it's too far from my house. Do y'all have anything closer?
I have to let know to Sarah. She's the one that look like the caregivers and the clients, okay? So in that case, I will leave my notes here that you are able to work, but with a case near to you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
That this one is so far for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you to you for your time, miss. You have a good day.